Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass lesson, and we're tackling a super common problem. You do a bunch of heavy editing, everything is clean, everything is tight, and then your loop somehow loses that human propulsion. It's like it's glued to the grid. It hits, but it doesn't roll. The goal today is specific. We're going to keep the drums sounding edited and intentional, but bring back breath, pocket, and forward motion. And we'll do it in a repeatable way, not by sprinkling random timing everywhere and hoping it feels good. We're building a 16-bar rolling DNB loop at 174 BPM with tight kick and snare anchors, break movement, hat shuffle, ghost notes, and a couple variations so it never feels like a one-bar copy-paste prison. Let's set up the session. Set the tempo to 174. Create tracks for kick as a one-shot, snare as a one-shot, break layer as an audio loop that we'll slice, hats and shaker as MIDI, ghost snare or clicks as MIDI, and then group everything into a drum bus. On the drum bus, drop glue compressor, saturator, and EQ8, optionally a limiter just to protect your ears while you experiment. Keep the bus processing gentle. On the glue, go for something like a 3-millisecond attack, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on, saturator, soft sign, drive 1 to 3 dB and keep the dry wet somewhere around 50 to 70%. EQ8, just a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Nothing dramatic. The point is, we're not trying to compress in groove. Groove has to be in the rhythm and the dynamics first. Now we start with the core idea. Think in two clocks. Clock 1 is the anchor clock. That's kick and main snare. They are the grid. They are the truth. Clock 2 is the float clock. That's hats, rides, break tops, ghosts, little percussion. They are allowed to lean, push, drag, and breathe. When people complain their loop sounds stiff, a lot of the time it's because everything shares that exact same micro-timing reference. One clock, perfect alignment. And that's exactly what humans don't do. So step 1. Lock the anchors. Program your kick and snare in a typical two-step foundation. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Kick on 1. And then a second kick somewhere around 3 depending on the vibe. Don't overthink the kick pattern right now. Just get a solid DNB backbone. Then quantize those kick and snare notes firmly. In Ableton, open quantize settings, set grid to 1/16th, amount 100%. Yes, 100. We're not grooving these yet. If your kick and snare aren't locked, everything else will feel like it's wobbling around nothing. Tight anchors make the float layers feel confident, not sloppy. Now step 2. Put the life into tops and ghosts, not the main hits. We'll start with hats. Create a one-bar closed hat pattern on 1/16th notes. If you hit play now, it'll feel like a sewing machine. That's fine. Here's an upgrade. We're going to use intentional microtiming, and we're going to make it repeatable. Set your MIDI editor grid to 1/64th, so you can make small moves. Then pick a simple microtiming motif. For example, nudge every second 16th hat a little late. Start with plus 8 milliseconds, not plus 30, plus 8. Small enough that it reads as pocket, not mistake. Then, sparingly, choose one or two hats in the bar and nudge them slightly early, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 milliseconds. This creates a push-pull feeling. Some hits lean back, a couple lean forward. The magic is contrast. And I want you to hear this as a pattern, not random. Imagine a drummer's habit. Same lean, every bar. That's what makes it feel performed. You can literally decide a signature like first hat on time, second hat plus 7, third hat plus 2, fourth hat plus 9, and so on. Repeat it each bar, and only change one step every 8 bars as a little controlled mistake. Now add ghost snares. Ghosts are the cheat code for roll. Put a couple low velocity hits just before the main snare. Think of positions like late in beat 1 going into beat 2, and late in beat 3 going into beat 4. Then add a light ghost after the snare, somewhere on the upbeat, just to keep the tail moving. Velocity-wise, keep ghosts in the 15 to 45 range. Main snare may be 95 to 115 depending on your samples. Then microtime the ghosts with purpose. Pre-snare ghosts go slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Post-snare ghosts go slightly late, plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. That gives you a really musical arc, a little push into the snare. The snare hits like an arrival, and then a slight drag after it. Push, impact, drag. That's the roller feeling. Quick teaching note here. If you're ever unsure if you've overdone it, mute the kick and snare and listen just to hats, break tops, and ghosts at low volume. If that quiet groove rolls, It will sound insane loud. If it doesn't roll quietly, it's not rolling. It's just hitting. Now step 3. Break layer. This is where you restore natural feel fast. But it's also where people accidentally kill it by quantizing too hard. Drop a break onto the break layer track, something amenish or any classic jungle texture. Right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in drum rock preset. Now you have a MIDI clip that plays the slices. Here's the rule. Do not quantize this to 100%. That's how you erase the reason you used a break. Quantize to 1/16th, but set the amount to something like 50 to 75%. You'll tighten the mess without erasing the micro imperfections that make the break feel alive. Then clean up slices that are too clicky. In simpler, a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds, can shave off that over-edited click. Use filter lightly on Hattie's slices if they're harsh. Put drum bus on the break layer, drive maybe 2 to 5, transients plus 5 to plus 15, but be careful. And usually keep boom off, because your sub is its own disciplined world in D10B. Now a big advanced coaching point. When you layer hats and a break, you can get flams and weird combing. It can feel like bad editing even if your groove is good. Instead of renudging dozens of notes, use track delay. In Ableton's mixer, enable track delay view if you don't see it. Then try delaying the break layer by plus 5 milliseconds, or do the opposite. Keep the break leading and delay the MIDI hat. This is fast, reversible, and it lets you find pocket without destroying your MIDI work. Now step 4. Groove pool. Use it like seasoning, not the meal. Pick a groove that suits D&B. MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 is a classic starting place. SB 1200 swings can be cool, or you can extract groove from a real break. Best practice. Apply groove to hats and ghosts first. Keep kick and snare mostly untouched, or extremely subtle. If you groove the anchors too much, you'll get flams, the impact blurs, and it starts to feel drunk. In groove pool settings, start with timing around 20 to 45%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 0 to 8%. Keep random low. D&B needs repeatable propulsion. Bass at 1/16th. And here's a pro move. Duplicate your hat clip and try 2 groove intensities. One clip tighter, like timing 20 to 30. Another clip looser, like timing 35 to 45. Use the looser one only for variation bars or fills. That way your main phrase stays strong but the loop evolves. Now step 5, feel glue. This is where we add cohesion and excitement without flattening the groove we just created. Make a return track called Smack. On it, put glue compressor with aggressive settings, ratio 4 to 1. Super fast attack around 0.3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 seconds, and drive it until you're seeing 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz so you're not adding mud. Send break maybe 10 to 25%, hats 5 to 15, ghosts 10 to 20, kick and snare optionally tiny amounts. This adds energy and continuity, and it makes the float clock feel like one performance instead of separate layers. Another teaching note, if your loop sounds overly edited, it's usually transient uniformity plus velocity uniformity. Everything is the same volume, same click shape, same placement. Don't solve that with more compression. Solve it with tiny differences that repeat like a real player. If hats are spiky and turning into typewriter clicks, use drum bus with transient slightly negative on the top layers, or use a fast glue compressor just shaving the harshest peaks. You want variation in transient shape across hits, not one identical click every time. Now step 6, arrangement. This is where a lot of natural feel actually lives. Even the best one-bar groove gets robotic if you loop it for 3 minutes. So build a 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 4 establish the groove. Bars 5 through 8 introduce micro changes. Maybe one extra ghost, maybe a tiny hat opening or a subtle shaker texture. Bars 9 through 12 add an accent, like a ride layer or a break emphasis. Bars 13 through 16 build tension with a small fill and then discipline before the drop. Here are easy variations that sound real without turning into chaos. Remove a hat at the end of bar 4. Bass is groove. Add one tiny snare flam once per 8 bars at low velocity. Add a subtle reverse cymbal or noise lift into bar 16. And use clip envelopes or automation. Automate hat decay or hat filter slightly across 8 bars. Or automate a high pass on the break layer, so it opens a bit during a build. Like 100 to 300 Hz moving slowly. Tiny moves. This creates breath without you reprogramming everything. If you want something even more performed, do phrase-shaped gain. Put utility at the end of your hat's track, and automate gain by plus or minus half a dB to 1 dB across 2 or 4 bars. It's shocking how much that changes groove perception, because groove is mostly relative level over time, not just timing. Now do the reality checks. Check the feel at low monitoring level. Loud playback can trick you because impact hides timing problems. Also check in mono. Put a utility on your drum bus and set width to 0 temporarily. If your roll collapses in mono, your layers are fighting. Timing, phase, overlap, flams. Then go back to track delay and microtaming until the mono roll feels stable. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose. If you groove the kick and snare too much, you'll lose impact. If you randomize timing and velocity heavily, it'll stop feeling like DNB propulsion and start feeling like an inconsistent performance. If you quantize a break to 100%, you kill its identity. If you have no ghost notes, your loop is basically a metronome with samples. And if you try to bus compress your way into groove, you often make the robotic consistency even more obvious. Now an advanced set of ideas you can use when you want that darker, heavier DNB pocket. Make groove in the mids and highs. Keep subs disciplined. If you have bass layers in the drum area, keep low-end mono. And for menace, drag the hat slightly late, like plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds, while the snare stays locked. If you want more realism without clutter, due to lane hats, one lane is tight grid hats, like short closed hats on strong eighths. The second lane is a very low-level drift texture doing sixteenths with late bias. High pass that drift lane harder so it's mostly air and grit. Blend it in until you feel motion without losing stability. And try velocity ramps into snares. This audio version is shortened for playback.